they say, it will be a good day, even though we don't always have good news for you. There is some good news. I have put together, as I usually do at the beginning of each hour, sort of the top and bottom of the hour, four or five of the important stories, at least the way I sort of think about things. There are some stories that are just indisputable or undisputable. What's the right word, Roberta? Is it indisputable or
indisputable?
Indisputable. Indisputable in terms of what people are interested in, I think. And sometimes there is reasonable commentary that goes with it, and sometimes there isn't. Roberta's here as the Queen of Cheap to give us the best things to buy today on Cyber Monday. We'll have that report for you in a few minutes here on Good Day. I thought it was interesting to look at the numbers. 1.198 billion in online purchases made on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the first billion-dollar day, the heaviest online spending ever for one day, at least to date anyway. For the holiday season so far, $20 billion has been spent online. That's a 3% increase from last $20 billion.
Wow.
So a lot of the things you're going to point people to today are from that connection, right?
Right, right. Some of the best deals that you can get online today, you know, what you should buy. And you know what? If you didn't buy it on Black Friday, well, maybe you should wait till January or February. But there are other things that absolutely go out and get them today.
Yep. All right. A lot of radio stations have changed their format. Pretty much anybody who's going to do Christmas music is into it by now. I was listening here in Los Angeles to one of the stations that I traditionally listen to anyway. And the music, I think one of the criticisms people had last year, if there were two stations in a market that were playing Christmas music, one of them was always upbeat, the other one was kind of soft and slow. Mm-hmm. Didn't you find that to be the case, Kenny, when you look at Ken's got a great, wonderful website for Christmas music called soundofchristmas.com. You can enjoy Christmas music anytime, day or night there. Christmas music, what I just soundsofchristmas.com just went out of my head. All right, so the other things that are going on that are of interest and importance, I'm sure, Roberta, being the New Yorker that you are, you along with a lot of other people are fascinated at the video that's coming from the crash of this Metro North train. You can see, because, again, technology is as it is, mm-hmm. there's video of the train coming off the track as it goes around that corner and smashing into the abutment that's on, you know, to the, as the train's heading towards you to the left of it. It's really amazing. And you talk about filling people with fear. There's this thing that people have that they seem to relish. See, everybody wanted to see, okay, what did the train look like? It was actually going off the tracks. Mm-hmm. I think four or five people died in this thing, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they say four people died, yeah, but yeah. Over 60 injured. And the miracle is that it didn't go into the river.
Yes. Yeah. Right, yeah. And you see now all the video of those cranes picking the trains back up again, or the cars back up again, the engine back up again. But the I also saw some video of other trains going around it. So they reestablished, obviously, the service on that route. Poughkeepsie to Manhattan, Grand Central Station. And so the biggest thing in terms of that, the irresponsibility of, I said this earlier, the C crew, that not even the B team, but the C crew mm-hmm. was out, and whether it's the New York radio and television stations, the national media getting their info, the people that they set up there. Why in the name of heaven do we care what somebody on the highway looking down? That isn't news. The news is reporting what happens and getting maybe somebody inside the train to talk about what happened when the train was going over, survivors, and maybe one or two officials that actually know something about what happened. But these stories, which could be reported well in a couple of minutes, they go on and on and on and on and on because they ad nauseum bring these people. I remember there was a guy on the road up above who pulled over and looked down as he heard the crash or the screeching of the wheels, and that's news? Why is that news? I don't get that. That's not any different than you or me sitting here looking at the video and saying, oh, listen to that or watch that. It just seems like nonsense.
Well, I think it brings it down to the listener that, okay, if I was driving by, then I would have heard or have seen this. So they're bringing it, you know, back to somebody, you know, so it could have been you. So I think,
I think that's why they do that. Your conversation here.
Yes, Rich McFadden, please bump into the middle of our conversation.
Hello, Rich McFadden.
Hello, Roberta. One of the things that is starting to disgust me about the news coverage, and you saw this all weekend over the Paul Walker Fast and Furious death, is that somebody pulls up on the scene and they have a cell phone rolling.
Yep.
and they catch the whole thing on the cell phone. Instead of before, people would have jumped out of their car and run over to see if they could help.
Yeah.
Now it's just, okay, I'm going to record this whole thing. I have no idea what I'm looking at, and then I'm going to see how many posts I can get, or I'm going to try and sell it to the news. And then the news uses it.
Right.
So we've got this whole
co-conspirator
kind of stand back and watch, and, you know, I realize it was probably late for Paul Walker. That thing was just in flames, engulfed.
Nobody was going to save him.
But, no, it just struck me as so wrong, just standing on the side of the road just filming it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to update you on that, Paul Walker, who was in a number of television programs before he got involved in the first Fast and Furious, and then I think he's been on all seven of them, or they were ready to start filming today, the number seven. He's made a lot of money. He became a household name with certainly a number of people. Died Saturday night in a Porsche here in suburban Los Angeles. He and his friend had been working on some cars, apparently. They had a business that was sort of focused on fast cars, which made a lot of sense, actually. He left with his friend. His friend was driving the car, this garage, and they were not very far down the road. The thing lost control. And
he just lost
the tree
it.
And he was so badly gone, they had to use his dental records to identify him. There's nothing good in that.
It's a shame.
It is. It is a shame. All right, so here's some good news. Let's find one piece of good news. Although it didn't work out well for this guy in Minnesota who was charged with disorderly conduct. Now, why would the police rain on his parade? His name was Sergei Vorobov, 29 years old. He said he was trying to spread some holiday cheer by throwing his, quote, last $1,000 from the fourth floor of the Mall of America on Friday night as a choir was performing Let It Snow. He kept tossing the cash as he was going down the escalator. He said he's going through a divorce. He lost his car. He lost his business. And he hoped that by giving away this money, he'd regain some positive energy. He was cited by the police, but released at the scene. He was also told by the officials at the mall not to come there for a year. Stupidity. So there's good and bad in this.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was good for the mall. Yeah, of course it was good for him. If he felt that it was therapeutic, it was good for them.
On Black Friday, are you kidding? It's lucky nobody killed themselves.
Yeah, right.
Trying to get money. Yeah, right. So, all right, let's go around the room here. Roberta, should he have been cited, ticketed, or not?
No.
All right. Richie, should he have been cited, ticketed, or not?
He should have been taken down to the middle of the mall and propped up like Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, should he have been... he was not arrested. He was just ticketed.
Yeah, I think he should have been ticketed. I think that's a dangerous thing to do when there's so many people in there shopping.
Who thinks about that? In circumstances like this, when you get sort of arrested for doing something that you didn't give any thought to, as long as nobody's hurt.
When you were trying to help.
Trying to help. I'm not sure that I agree with that. With you, Kenny. I'm not sure that I think that people who don't... He wasn't thinking about the consequences. Now, you say, well, that's why he should have been arrested. Maybe that's why you make a point of it.
If you were dropping the money off of an overpass over a highway, then I'd go, okay.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Moron.
Didn't give that much thought. He was thinking about his sadness of being divorced. And because apparently his wife got everything, except the last $1,000. Here it is, folks. Help yourself. It is kind of. I do. I mean, imagine feeling like that at a time like this. That's really, I think that's kind of, people will be going through a lot of this. People who are divorced, breakups, things that you've lost somebody in your family, maybe your pet, that kind of thing. Those are the thoughts that will be going, starting with Thanksgiving and just moving through till the first of the year. Kind of overwhelming, I think, for some people. Hopefully that is not your vibe and things are good with you. 16 past the hour. Roberta brings us her the Chin of Queep. I've been doing that more lately. I don't know why I have been either. The Queen of Cheap report coming up. Ways to save money on Cyber Monday here on Good Day.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Hi friends, Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
I'm a good gift giver. No, a fantastic gift giver. What do I get in return? An unnecessary cheek pinch. I deserve more. So this year, I'm giving Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards. For every $25 I spend, I can get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. So the next time I hear, "Oh, that's so sweet," it better be referring to honey barbecue sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Valid in restaurant. Participating U.S. locations only. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. Until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on December 31st, 2015. See official rules at BuffaloWildWings.com for restrictions and details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster type. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Roberta and the queen of cheap deals. We have some interesting ideas to share with you. Let's get the best deals for Cyber Monday first, though, Roberta.
Best things to buy on Cyber Monday. My kind of day, shop online. Best way, don't deal with those crowds in the stores. And actually, the two things to buy on Cyber Monday, the two top things to buy are...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you an editorial. That's Roberta. Roberta's opinion, not ours. We are here trying to help real people who have real stores, and Roberta can do her shopping online if she wants to.
Well, let her spit them out. Let's see. I might agree with one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Appliances. Large home appliances like refrigerators, washing machines, ovens. Single best day of the year to buy these. Also, to buy tools. Any kind of tools that you want to buy, and lawn and garden equipment, this is the time to buy them. I mean, I know Sears has a whole bunch of stuff going on with their product tools. You know, their home a line of tools there, and many other stores like Home Depot has tremendous deals going on with tools and also with big appliances, Lowe's. This is the day to buy stuff like that. Clothing and accessories. Can you believe there's more than 50% more clothing and shoe deals on Cyber Monday than on Thanksgiving or Black Friday? So this is the time of day to go clothing and accessory shopping. Go online. You'll find deals 50% off the entire site. I know there's a couple of sites doing that. Home electronics. Well, Black Friday was the time to get to deals on your electronic games and toys and things like that. Cyber Monday is the day for electronics, the big electronics, the high-value electronics. Black Friday is good. You want to get that $200 TV? Black Friday is the day to do that. The high-value, the big screen, 60-inch high-definition TV, today's the day to do that. And also the day to buy your smartphones. What deals going on with the different smartphone providers? Unbelievable deals. You'll find all this at DougSteffen.com at the Queen of Cheap.
You'll get the connections to how to save the money at the Queen of Cheap box, DougSteffen.com. Also coming up, some information that we want you to share with us about your experience finding really good deals and thoughts for Charlotte. That's coming up next here on Good Day 21 after the hour.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system, and a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
His van, reindeer revving up as planned. It's here, it's Christmas time. Let's make this Christmas fun.
Are you ready for Christmas 2013? That's Davy Jones, the number 10 song. Ken Kessler runs a website called The Sounds of Christmas. And you can go there, soundsofchristmas.com, and listen to Christmas music to your heart's content. And it's sort of an on-demand thing as well, isn't it, Kenny? How does it work?
Yeah, there's a little player on the Christmas tree when you go to that page, and you just click it. And you can listen on that page, or you can pop the player out and listen wherever you're going on the internet.
Yeah.
And there are apps for your phone, too, if you want.
Wow. And that's all at soundsofchristmas.com, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So every day you rate the songs as they are being requested, right? Isn't that how this works? It's sort of a...
I don't rate them. Listeners can vote if they like or dislike the song.
Oh, okay.
And there are so many songs and so many people listening all over the world that the top 10 changes almost every day.
All right. So that's why it makes it fun. We'll go through the top 10 Christmas songs. It almost seems too early to be talking about this for me, but I know that people are really in their heads are really in this, and maybe it's a good thing. It'll change our attitudes, make things better. As you get closer to Christmas, there is a special kind of feeling around the world, whether you're Christian or not. It seems not to have as much to do with being a Christian anymore as just the general feeling that people have their attitude toward things at this time of year. So anyway, number 10 on Ken's list today, anyway, at Sounds of Christmas is Davy Jones' It's Christmas, a song he recorded and released in 2008. And then at number 9, Brian Setzer.
Are you the real good little girl?
Santa Claus is back in town. Ooh, I don't like this at all. And Brian Setzer is usually really upbeat and fun. This is something from 2002.
Play with reindeer.
All right. Brian Wilson, number 8, What I Really Want for Christmas.
His reindeer sing, oh, God's strength is there beneath.
Amazing how all of the Beach Boys, even when they create music on their own,
still sound the same.
Sound like
the
Beach Boys.
That's for sure.
No mistaking it.
No. Number 7, The Drifters. Number.
I like this one.
I do too. Number 7, White Christmas from 1954 on the Sounds of Christmas website.
Like the ones I used to
know. As of today.
Know.
Every day it changes.
Daddy.
Where those trips are.
Out of
listen. and children singing. Sleigh bells in the snow. This is so 1954. Number six, Nancy Wilson.
Walk through a room, let them see you love me.
Number five, Darlene Love.
While you're singing carols right outside my door.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
All these things and more.
All these things and more.
That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
What Christmas
love.
Means to me. Number four, NRBQ.
The clock is striking 12.
1980 music. Jolly old St. Nick. Number three, Sidewalk Prophets doing that Spirit of Christmas. This is new this year.
Truly amazing.
Speaking of new this year, we have a lady who's created some interesting Christmas music. Dee Dee is her name. She'll join us in the next half hour on Good Day. Empty Pockets, number two, with Run Rudolph Run, and number one, Chicago Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Christmas time is here with a blessing from above.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
They make me clean up my room.
Sandra Boynton is an American humorist, songwriter, director, music producer, children's author, and illustrator. Boynton's newest release is called Frog Trouble. It's an illustrated songbook and CD of her new and wildly original country songs, sung by a truly amazing roster of country music's biggest stars. Kid Lit host Lisa Loeb spoke with Sandra about her new release.
How did you decide on country?
For a long time, people kept asking me why I hadn't done a country album, and it struck me as a very peculiar question since I did grow up in Philadelphia. I thought, well, it's not really your typical country region. And then I just started to become intrigued and started listening to as much country as I could. And most of it I knew and realized, well, of course I grew up with country. It's the foundation of rock and roll. Rock and roll is probably my favorite music in music of the dawn of rock and roll, the 50s and the 60s, and it's incredibly country-based. My favorite recording artist of all time is Buddy Holly.
From Texas?
So, yeah, of course. Kacey Musgraves on this current album, she's from Texas as well.
Oh, that was such a great recording.
I don't want to go to bed. I'm not even tired.
That's Sandra Boynton on her new release, the illustrated songbook and CD combo entitled Frog Trouble. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time is 33 after the hour, Monday, the 2nd of December. The things that are on the front page to be discussed, the news, headlines, latest info, and then we kind of dig around in them depending on our own points of view. Kenny has some of these Exogen health tips for us in a few minutes. First, though, the story of Paul Walker dying. People are talking about this. The fellow, if you don't recognize the name, you would recognize the face. I don't think I ever remember seeing him in anything else except these Fast and Furious movies.
You know, someone had asked me that. I've got to look it up because I think I've never seen the Fast and the Furious, but I know who he is.
Yeah.
But I think I told you this. He's a local person for me. I was born and raised in beautiful Sunland, California. He was too. Yeah. His mom lives literally. I mean, you could walk right across the boulevard and you'd be at her house.
Really?
Yeah.
I am DBing him.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Pleasantville.
That's
in the
right.
90s.
That's what I saw him. Yes.
Varsity Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And she's all that.
Yeah.
All right.
So that would be more my speed, those three
40
movies.
Years of age, killed in a crash Saturday night here in Los Angeles. Was it up the 101?
He was actually not even on the freeway. I thought that he was. He was on a surface street in Santa Clarita. He had just left a garage, and that's where they hit the tree.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. And then the discussion of the passenger train that derailed in the Bronx early yesterday. 4 people were killed, 40 others injured. You see the pictures, the curve. The news media did an abysmal, as Kenny said, the C team. It wasn't even the B team. The C team on all the networks, local
stations. Oh, everybody was on vacation.
Right, yeah. And so the depth of the coverage you got from watching it on television, the banal comments from these idiot people that are standing around watching. Gee, it looked like the train crashed.
Oh, that wasn't my favorite. Genius. What did it sound like to you? And then, of course, that's the question. Well, it sounded like metal scrunching up. It was a horrible sound.
Yeah.
Gee, you think it was a train crash?
Hey, who wants to watch that? Or are you that flat? Is your brain that dull that you find yourself intrigued with that kind of coverage? It is extraordinarily amazing. Speaking of being dull, the deadline to fix healthcare.gov's glitches self-imposed was Sunday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, early Sunday morning. By December 1st, it was supposed to be all fixed. And so the administration said their goals mostly had been met. Mostly, I guess, is the key word there. There had been a last-minute update. The site's capacity has been expanded to accommodate 50,000 people at once and 800,000 people a week. So they say they're on target to meet their goal, but they didn't make the goal. They once again made a promise and failed to deliver. All right, so but is the bottom line going to be what happens excuse me, at the end of the day and whether or not you can get health care? It's just that all the promises, it sounds so shallow and so phony and so just empty. That's all it is. It feels empty to me. All this stuff feels empty. There's a fellow in Toronto, not the mayor, detained for allegedly passing Canadian secrets to China.
Oh, boy.
His name is Quing Quentin Huang.
Oh, Quing Quentin Huang.
Quing Quentin Huang.
We went to high school together.
Quing Quentin Huang, charged under the Security of Information Act with two counts of attempting to communicate to a foreign entity information that the government of Canada is not supposed to be spreading around. They don't want spread around. Officials say this guy, Quing Quentin Huang, had worked for a subcontractor involved in ship design, was taking steps to pass classified information about Canadian shipbuilding practices to the Chinese. Mr. Quing Quentin Huang appeared to be acting alone. His motive was not clear. Mr. Quing Quentin Huang could be sent to jail for the rest of his life. So that's the story of Quing Quentin Huang from Toronto. Obviously an expat, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Doesn't sound like a Canadian name to me, right?
No.
What's Ford's first name? Rob, right? Rob Ford, that sounds easy. Most of the names in Canada sound a lot like American names, unless you're in the French Quarter in Quebec, and they don't sound much like it at all. 888-302-3684. All right, Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
News from the Charlie Sheen camp.
Oh, no.
Da-da-da-da.
What's happening?
He's been vacationing over Thanksgiving with a porn star. What a surprise.
Well, that's no news. That's just like Thursday.
He was photographed kissing adult film star Brett Rossi during a vacation stop in Cabo San Lucas. They seemed very close, hugging, kissing. He said it was the best Thanksgiving he's ever had. I'm thankful for giving the world another faceload of planet jealous.
Oh, boy.
He tweeted that with a picture of himself.
I'm planet jealous, aren't you guys?
Wrapped around, right. Yeah, right. That's right. Meanwhile, his former wife, Brooke Mueller, is accused Denise Richards of abusing.
Ugh. How dare she? After Denise Richards, I mean, I don't know these people, but it just it makes me crazy that Denise Richards would take in her children because she was too high to do it.
Yeah.
And then she's saying that she abused them? Oh, my goodness.
Isn't it amazing? But chutzpah, they believe it's called.
Chutzpah.
And Hanukkah is Hanukkah and chutzpah. Charlie Sheen is so angry at Brooke, he wants her out of the house. He told a reporter this weekend when he was being examined for his trip to Mexico that he will sell. He's got a $5 million house. He'd sell it for a dollar to get rid of his wife. Have they officially?
I'm in. I'll take it. I'll take that offer.
I'd give him $5.
Maybe even give him $100. Somebody get Charlie Sheen on the line, will you please? Michael, find Charlie Sheen, get him on the line. Anyway, so that's his story. The anger management, please. Anger management. Madonna and Sean Penn, married a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. The one that got away for her, apparently.
What, Sean?
Yeah, she tells everyone that that's her true love.
Mm-hmm. Well, they seem very amicable. They were reunited when she went to Hawaii with her son. Is Rocco her son with him?
No, with Guy Ritchie.
Oh, okay, all right. So they went to support the Haitian relief organization that Sean Penn has put together. Quote, she's here, she's seeing, she's made the effort to come, and I'm thrilled about that, he tweeted. She has a unique platform, and wherever she chooses to bring it, that's really good. And that's, you know, that this has been a big thing for Sean Penn since the disaster in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? About this time last year, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When was it?
Yeah, it was about a year ago. Even earlier, maybe.
Yeah, right. All right, Ashton Kutcher, a free man. He divorced, and it was finalized. Demi Moore and he are ex now. They separated, what, 2-3 years ago? They've been
2 years, yeah.
A couple of years to finalize this. So they were arguing over money. Demi is supposedly worth more than Ashton, but she wanted more money from him, and he agreed to give it to her.
He just wants out.
Yeah.
I think that's all. And he knows he's got, I mean, come on, he's not going to be hurting.
Why? Yeah, not at all. But why is it that people are like that? Why is it he just, I wouldn't have thought
she
that.
She wanted to make him pay. And she probably believes in, because, you know, celebrities kind of have that bloated sense of self. She believes she probably made his career.
Really?
That marrying her helped him. Which maybe it did.
Really? You think so? That made him better at acting? Like
No, but more people knew who he was, so the bigger jobs went to him.
Yeah. What about money grubbing? Isn't that awful?
I know. I just think, you know, when you're that rich, like, who cares? Just walk away. Get it over with. If you don't want to be together anymore, go.
But the other side of it is the people who marry other people for money. How despicable is that? Or they think they're going to get something out of it.
I don't know if they did. I just think it happened that way with him.
Yeah, then they figured it out afterwards. Okay, there's money here, so let's grab it. 888-302-3684. Okay. Let's, because Jennifer is suffering from something this morning that is akin to some of the things that are around this time of year, colds, flu. So we've provided an opportunity at facebook.com/Good Day Show, thanks to the help of the folks at Exogen. You can send along, just go on, again, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and give us your tips for the cold and flu season. Mom knows best is how we started this last year. And I think we had a number of men, along with a number of women, who would win our prizes. We're giving away blankets and thermometers from Exogen. So if you would like to get in on that, just go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and send us some of your health tips. Well, what do we have there this morning that's new and exciting, Kenny?
Janine says that her mom always told her to stay out of drafts and cover her head when she went outside.
Good idea. Good advice. Covering your head. All the heat in your body does go out through your head. You knew that, right?
That's why I can't stand wearing hats, because I get really warm.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Chrissy says, get out your Lysol and spray the heck out of your doorknobs, your faucets, and your keyboard.
True.
The keyboard. Who even thinks about that?
The keyboard's disgusting. And your cell phone is really gross. Yucky.
Yeah, your cell phone. But what about dollar bills? What about the things you want to do? You spray those? How do you keep the...
I think you just keep your hands clean. After you handle a bunch of stuff, just wash your hands, right?
I guess so. Only use your elbow to pick your nose, in other words. All right, what else, Kim? That's my tip. By the way, that's my tip. Doug Steffen's tip.
You must have a tiny elbow.
Use your elbow to clean your nose out. All right, next, Kenny.
Jay says, try to get outdoors as much as possible. Exercise will help your body stay strong.
Do you know that the air in the wintertime is much better for you
than
the air in the summertime?
No, Jennifer, I do not know that.
Jennifer hasn't figured that out yet.
I do not know that.
Yeah, right. It is. Well, in general, Jennifer, not applying to you necessarily, but the
air. And California's weird anyway. We don't really have winter air in California.
No.
It has to be.
But if I were back on the farm, then the air that's there would be better for me.
Maybe
the cows are actually healthier in the wintertime than they are in the summertime.
Maybe we ought to work a deal. Maybe we should do something here, Dougie, where I'll go to the farm during the winter, and you go to the farm during the summer, and then we'll swap.
Do I get to stay in your house for the
winter? Yeah, of course. No, that's the deal.
Okay. All right. That's good. I'll try that. Kenny, what else?
That's all the new ones so far this morning.
Okay. All right. So you can visit exogen.com for information on how to do this. The best tips that we get, we'll read every morning on the air, and you'll be eligible for the blankets, the thermometers that come from Exogen. Also, grandparents, mothers, fathers, grandparents, they have some no best tips as well. So make sure you put them in here as we are sort of surveying the nation for ways to keep yourself healthy, and we reward you with these blankets and thermometers from our folks, the friends at Exogen. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program is 16 before the hour.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Don't miss it. Sale ends Tuesday. Hurry to LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day print for details. Staples, make more happen.
Thinking about the perfect gift for the movie or TV lover on your shopping list? Skip the DVDs. Today's entertainment fans enjoy movies and TV shows when they want and where they want. Whether it's on a phone, laptop, or big screen TV, that's where MGo comes in. MGo is the new entertainment service that makes it simple to get all your favorite movies and shows on your favorite devices. And MGo gift cards, now available at select Kroger and Safeway supermarkets, let you choose the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Choose gift cards for new movies like The Heat, The Wolverine, The Smurfs 2, and more. It's the perfect way to give a digital movie that was specially chosen by you. MGo offers a huge selection of movies and TV shows, and delivers new releases before anyone else, months before Netflix. And with no monthly fees, it's the easiest way to get all the best entertainment instantly. For more on MGo gift cards, visit MGo.com.
It's 14 before the hour, and we start today with our tradition that we've had here on this program for a number of years, called the Christmas Star of the Day. And joining us now is a singer named Dee Dee, who was around with us last summer, but because it's Christmas time and you have really been very successful, you got a new song, a new album from you call The World of Christmas, Dee Dee. It's already racing up the charts at iTunes and Pandora and the Sounds of Christmas website as well. So congratulations. This is the first time I've said this year. Merry Christmas.
Well, hey, Doug, it's good to talk with you again. It's been a while. Merry Christmas
you.
To you, too. Happy Thanksgiving, even though it's a couple of days late.
Yeah, it's all right.
We'll take it.
It's okay. So
I was just glad that your cows were all okay after Thanksgiving because they're not made of turkey. They're made of beef. So.
They did very well. You're from the beef area of the world down in Texas. You are described as the female Michael Bublé. How does that set with you?
Well, you know, I like Michael Bublé, and I think he's got a great personality, and he's got a great vocal cord, you know, combination thing going with that whole cute little smiling face. So, hey, if I could be a female Michael Bublé, I'll take it, because, you know, he does pretty well.
Do these, the CD that you have, the album is called World of Christmas, have all traditional tunes on it or anything that you've written? Because you're sort of a songwriter as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. It does have a mix of traditional songs, but I also took traditional things that were very nostalgic, like Silent Night and Ave Maria, and I kind of changed them up and made them into a kind of a unique new arrangement, because I do a lot of that kind of stuff. I arrange as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote about 3 or 4 new songs that are on the CD. So it's got a good mix of old and new, and it's very world music. It's got a lot of cool world music beats. Like, there's some African tribal stuff in there and some cha-cha Latin, like Deck the Halls, this little bossa nova. So I wanted to make it very world music. I even have one song in French.
Really? All right,
yeah,
so here's the deal here for those of you who are interested in sort of unique things. Sometimes we listen to the music on the radio, and it's the same old stuff over and over again. That's why the websites like Sounds of Christmas do well, and iTunes and Pandora, et cetera, et cetera. If you go to Dee Dee's website, which is D-E-D-E, capital D-E, capital D-E, dash music.com, you'll find a special deluxe edition of World of Christmas available there. There are some things that I like in terms of tradition. You've got a song called Rock Those Jingle Bells, though.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
You know, she's like that?
All the way.
Jennifer,
yeah, I love
that.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you picked that one, because that one's one of the ones where I take, like, a really traditional song and I mix up just a little bit and make it more current. And
it's a fun arrangement.
And really fun, yeah.
Can you do that in
a
day?
Can
you go into a studio, Dee Dee, and just come up with an idea, work it through and actually record it, come up with the idea, put it together and record it in the same day?
Yeah, I can. I'm really quick with that kind of stuff, and I just don't have time, you know, Doug. I'm just, like, so busy all the time, like, on social media. I'm addicted to Facebook and trying to... So I'm just, like, I don't have any time to do that. But when I do sit down to write a song, I can usually write a song in about an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for you. All right, so let's make sure that we're Facebook friends. It's good to be connected that way. And the other tracks that are on the album, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Joyful Christmas, an original song, it's dd-music.com, where you can get the new edition of the World of Christmas CD and the music of Dee Dee, from whom we'll hear lots in the future, I'm sure. Dee Dee, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
I'm fast asleep. Down the chimney, broad and black, with your back you free. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Monday after Thanksgiving. It's another day to shop, but no need to even get dressed. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Well, the long Thanksgiving weekend has come and gone. A weekend that, of course, included lots of shopping. Not only on Black Friday, but on Thanksgiving Day itself. The sound of frenzied shoppers stampeding into stores last Thursday and Friday. And that brings us to today, known as Cyber Monday. It's all about shopping online without waiting online.
You can just stay at home and get the deals and, like, lay in your bed and get all the Christmas presents you need. It's the easiest thing in the world.
That's a shopper named Sammy Miller in Baltimore who says she still has lots of shopping to do. Today is the kickoff of the online holiday shopping season. Mobile shopping sales have grown 28%. Since last year, the growth of online shopping is actually triple that of in-store sales. And if you're talking online shopping, it follows that it's a very big day for the folks at Amazon.com.
Millions of packages leave Amazon fulfillment centers on Cyber Monday. It is our busiest shopping day.
Julie Law at Amazon really drives the point home with this tidbit.
Last year on Cyber Monday, which was our peak day on Amazon, Amazon customers ordered a record-breaking 306 items per second.
Many of those items ordered out of my house. And Vicki Cantrell with Shop.org says Cyber Monday will likely go beyond just today.
Last year, the days Cyber Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday were all over $1 billion online.
Oh, and in the better to give than receive department, tomorrow does have a name all its own. It's the second annual Giving Tuesday, which is focused on charitable contributions. For more information about that, you can check out community.givingtuesday.com. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Robitussin Coffequence number 29, the not-so-silent night.
Sorry, hon.
Oh, you keep waking me up.
I think that's...
Come on, it's 3 a.m. I've got to get up for work in 4 hours.
Fortunately, Robitussin DM Max now comes in a new nighttime formula for fast, powerful cough relief that helps you sleep like a baby, which is good news for you and the person one pillow over. Robitussin Nighttime. Don't suffer the consequences.
Use as directed.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, an abbreviated trading session, the Dow wound up with an 11-point drop, closing at 16,086. NASDAQ up 15 points. S&P fell 1 point. The National Transportation Safety Board digging into its investigation of a deadly train derailment in New York City. 4 people killed, more than 60 injured after a Metro North commuter train derailed yesterday morning. The train heading from Poughkeepsie, New York to New York City, where it careened off the tracks near the banks of the Harlem River in the Bronx. Business at the box office over the holiday weekend.
What do I need to do?
You need to make some more sequels. Jennifer Lawrence, Hunger Games, Catching Fire remains hot, bringing in another $74.5 million. Second place, the animated Frozen with $66.7 million. Speaking of movies, fans of the Fast and Furious franchise of movies still in a state of shock.
What do you say, Dom?
We're talking or we're racing?
Just don't cheat this time.
That's actors Paul Walker and Vin Diesel in that scene. Walker and a friend identified as his business partner were both killed in a fiery car crash Saturday afternoon in Santa Clarita, California. It's believed Walker was the passenger in the car. Authorities say speed was likely a factor in the crash. Finally, a Thanksgiving weekend leftover worth savoring. Even if you're not a fan of college football, the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide against the fourth ranked Auburn Tigers at Auburn this past Saturday. These two are rivals. The game is called the Iron Bowl. Game was tied at 28. 1 second left. Alabama attempts a 57-yard field goal. Here's the play-by-play from Auburn broadcaster R. Bramblett as the field goal fell short.
And Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. Holy cow.
As we said, even if college football isn't your thing, hard not to get caught up in that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.